Section 11. Room 9. The Territory of Rovere in Ancient and Modern Cartography. In this room, all the old maps, one is a reproduction, showing the course of the Po, have been gathered together. These were acquired by the museum on the antiques market in the last 15 years. The most significant piece is the large map exhibited on the right-hand wall. It dates back to the early 18th century and is from northern Italy, and was published over several years on 12 separate sheets, and then assembled to form the beautiful specimen that can be seen today. It is one of the most accurate and detailed maps ever published. The modern map of the Po, displayed near the bottom of the left-hand wall, is also very nice. It consists of 5 tables, which are then joined together to form a strip. The map itself, as it would have been before being assembled, can be seen here in 5 separate atlas tables located on the opposite wall, which have been later watercolored to make them supposedly more appealing, but which have actually ruined their formal beauty. Next to the large map, there are 3 other examples of the course of the Po, dating back to the 18th century. A closer look of the 5 maps reveals how the meandering course of the Po and its tributaries has changed over time, and even place names sometimes differ from the current ones. The remaining maps represent particular areas of the territory. The 7 watercolors, taken from the work of Count Ercole Bevilacqua, depict in detail the progress of ditches and irrigation channels with their drains and outlets. In the past, these had to be well supervised to prevent theft of water. The map of Rovere and surrounding areas is exceptional in its detail. Finally, in addition to 3 extracts of technical maps, there is a valuable map of the Polesine area, showing how far the waters had spread during the extensive flooding of 1807.